We're on it. Okay, Shemati 78. The Torah, the Creator, and Israel are one. Meaning the Torah, the Creator, and Israel, the ones who yearn through the Torah to the Creator, are one. Go ahead.
שמעתי עינכה, תורייתא וקוד שבריחו וישראל חדו. אורייתא, תורה, וקוד שבריחו וישראל חדו. לכן כשהאדם לומד תורה, הוא צריך ללמוד...
The Torah, Israel and the Creator are one. The Torah, the Creator and Israel are one. Hence, when one learns Torah, he should learn Lishma. For her sake. This means that he is learning with the intention that the Torah will teach him, as is the name of the Torah, which means instruction. Because the Torah, Israel, and the Creator are one, thus the Torah teaches one the ways of the Creator, how he is clothed in the Torah. Once again, Shemati 78, the Torah, the Creator, and Israel are one. The Torah, the Creator, and Israel are one. Hence, when one learns Torah, he should learn Lishma for her sake. This means that he is learning with the intention that the Torah will teach him, as is the name of the Torah. Which means instruction. Because the Torah, Israel, and the Creator are one, the Torah teaches one the ways of the Creator, how he is clothed in the Torah.
Yes, these things are not simple, but they're clear somehow externally. Well, let's see, it's a fun too. What's going on?
Rav, what are the external signs for progress of our work internally and spiritually?
That I discover the importance of the friends. When I discover they are the parts of my soul, without connecting to them, without feeling them internally, not in the body, nor in their character, but in their yearning to reveal the Creator as well. If I connect to this quality of theirs, this tendency of theirs, I am certainly advancing, correcting myself, correcting them, correcting the world, everything out of my effort towards connection. I have nothing more. We have to see the system of Adam Rishon broken, and that's what we have to bring towards connection. That's our whole work. Okay. Hebrew 10.
Rav, so what is Torah? It's the result of our connection?
The Torah is the light that reforms, taking care of us. Meaning there's an upper light. But in this upper light there are many phenomena, roles. So the upper light taking care of us, correcting us, bringing into us all kinds of discernments is called Torah. Okay, good. So we have Itavan left.
Good morning, Rav. How can we find the hidden Torah together? How can we relate from an individual way to the interconnection to the Ten?
We have a story, the story of the giving of the Torah. And Well, what was the Torah given for? For the sake of connection. For the connection. And this is why we need to try to connect in heart and soul between us to see how much we are capable or not, and this way to advance. By that, it will become clear to us what the Torah is. This is a system that takes care of us from a higher degree. The truth is, a very high degree and a special one, from there comes down the light called Torah. And there are many interpretations to that. Bala Sulam writes, and that's how we advance. Understanding what this light is that takes care of us and corrects us. This is the meaning of a person learning Torah, drawing the light that reforms. By that he understands what's happening to him. Out of that he draws more light, correcting himself more. This is how, in this mutual work, drawing the light from above and correcting himself in the connection with the friends below, this is considered that he is learning Torah. Until he corrects himself with the friends to the vessel of Adam Rishon, correcting the vessel of Adam Rishon.
Baltia 3.
Здравствуйте, Рав. Написано, человек должен изучать Тору лишма.
Hello, Rav. It's written that a person needs to learn Torah lishma for her sake. This study depends on a person to learn lishma, but that he reaches it under the influence of the upper light.
Both are correct. A person has to reach the study of Torah for her sake, lishma, meaning all his actions will be in order to bestow rather than for himself. It will be for the sake of others. In order to have a possibility to reach a spiritual action, the Creator broke the desire to many desires so that mutually we can bestow upon each other. There is a verse. Go and provide yourself from each other. And this way, when I bestow to others, I learn Torah, meaning I need the lighter reforms. I have to connect to others. I need, in what I connect myself to others, I have to discover the Creator. According to this condition, come and see. And this is how our work is. Meaning, ultimately, our whole work is in connection. All in all, connection, in connection. And there is nothing here besides that. As much as it's hard for us to agree with that, as much as it's difficult for us to hear this, years we can hear and still not hear it. It goes, passes by the ear. Then it enters the ear a little bit, but not the brain. Later it maybe does enter the brain, but it's just the brain. It's like philosophy or something. Later, it comes closer to the heart. Ooh. Then, when it enters the heart, this matter of the Torah, that's already a big thing. That's how it is.
PT 27. Continuing exactly what you were saying now, Rav, these articles we're learning, they're very exciting, especially on the background of yesterday's connection. It very much touches the heart. And our work, like you described it, on one hand, it's so simple, the work in connection. On the other hand, it's felt how much we're so insular and we're so opposite from it. And in this lesson now, we want to really realize every word of yours. So what is the addition? What's the renewal that we can add in each moment in order to even more come closer to connection above our ego, which is so opposite?
The main addition we have, and what especially has been revealed since yesterday, is that we are becoming a world kli. Around the world, there's a network of our connections, and we all understand, more or less, what our path is, our intention, the correction, and the direction of the development of the world, and that we are able to aid the world to advance in a nice, comfortable, beautiful way, rather than wars and problems. This is the main thing that is being revealed now in this time, that we're really going into the practical system called the last generation, where we're all connected, we all depend on each other, each one helps his friend, and that's how we'll advance. I really hope it will affect the whole world. The decisions of all the managers of this world and each and everything in the world. And the world will feel that its advancement is only towards connection. And we're inducing that.
Meyer. I continue, Rav?
Fast.
Can we take an active part in this along with you in the lesson, Rav?
By our study and by dissemination. We have nothing besides that. Our tendency internally is the study, is the lessons, and externally it's the dissemination. We need both. We can't succeed inside, in the connection between us and in the revelation of the Creator, if we don't go out to dissemination to the crowds outside, the public. You see how the whole world is connected and how much it's suffering. We have to explain to it what the reason of suffering is. PT7.
Rav, I don't understand what it means that Torah and the Creator are one, and that the Creator is clothed in the Torah.
This will be revealed later. It will be revealed. It's the upper light, abstract, that's being revealed towards us this way, in a few manners, but later it will all connect together. Okay, we're going to move on to the women.
Latin 20. What do you mean when you say to connect to the tendencies of the friends?
I'd like to aid my friends in everything I can in order to cause them to have the best possible conditions for connection. Next.
Moscow 8. How can it be that a person must learn Lishma when he's still not there?
He has to know that there is such a study called Lishma, and that's what we have to come to, nonetheless.
From Moscow 18, it's written that Oraita, the light, Israel, the Creator, are one. But where's the revelation of Shekhinah here?
In the revelation of the Creator, in the created being, that's called the revelation of the Shekhinah, divinity, the appearance of the Creator in the created being.
From PT 25, did Rabash give the name Shamati to the notebook?
It's written on this notebook.
Yes. Last question from PT 14. He told Amit before that over the course of Corona, it's like we're all working in a spiritual office in order to raise all of humanity to a degree of love and connection. What is that same special office we need to work in?
We have to establish, make up, and expand the network of connections between us so that it will take care of telling, explaining, and teaching all the humans by what connections they should be in order to guard ourselves and not go into all these problems, starting with the smaller ones and ending with wars, as Baal HaSulam writes. Everything can happen. So let's connect ourselves to the correct mutual systems in order not to let the bad forces of nature to push us towards connection. Let's move on.
נשיר ביחד שיר.
כן.
Let's sing a song together.
Yes.